Welcome back to What It Is, our episode-to-episode spoken word album. I'm Kevin Allen McGill, storyteller-poet. I've been watching this guy in the news recently, and he got me wondering about sour people. So I created this character study. Let's have a look at what it is. Ah, sour people. I've been wondering what we can do for a sour person. Because the best word to describe this guy in the news and the life he lives and wants us to live is sour. This guy is all about sarcasm and ridicule, humiliating others, intimidation of and disdain for anyone he deems weak or different or creative, or as you can guess, against bullying. Pretty well everybody except more dangerous bullies. His idea of a discussion is shouting others down and, if they refuse to give in, threatening them with violence. And like so many sour people, he's managed to get into positions that allow him to make life miserable for others. So I'm thinking we need to do something, and as usual, I'm willing to help. But wow. Where would we start? I tried out some of the usual explanations for such behavior. Personality disorder, incomplete developmental stages, childhood abuse issues, traumatic life experiences, yada yada. Nah, none of that worked for me. Sour worked. I had heard that someone can meet all their psychological, emotional, relationship needs by a negative just as well as the positive. And with this guy, theory meets real life. He's just a sour person living a sour life and getting all his needs met doing so. Maybe looking at him as a person will help us. This guy has the same feelings of insecurity and inadequacy that all of us have from time to time. It's part of being self-aware. And that creates defense mechanisms. His rejection of humanity shields him from scary thoughts. Sour may be his safe place. If that's true, how do you give someone a sense of humanity who actively rejects the very value of such? I don't have three ghosts to send out on a rescue mission Christmas Eve. So what to do? What to do? We can't let him keep running around loose, wreaking havoc on the rest of us. What if he found a partner and created even more people like him? That's what they do, you know. Pretty soon our world would be overrun with sour people. Brain surgery, medication restraints, jail? Nah, those take away humanity. Anyways, those are sour people solutions. How about a spoonful of sugar? If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. We'll kill that sourness with kindness. But then again, kindness is one of those elements sour people disdain. Kind people are weak people. Well, compassion separates the rest of us from the sour people, so we need to keep trying. Unfortunately, like other emotional disorders, we may have to wait until they burn themselves out or life somehow reduces the value of their sourness. However, in the meantime, please, people, let's stop putting sour people in charge, okay? Okay, so, such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. To those who wish to strip us of our humanity, I say, not today. And now, audience participation time. One tactic that sour people use to shut down conversation is moral indignation. How dare you think that way? How could you? Give that a thought. When have you found someone trying to make you feel guilty for even thinking a thought, let alone expressing it? Share your thoughts about this online with others in person or in the comments section. And hey, don't forget the like, share, comment respectfully, and most importantly, subscribe routine. and check out what else I get up to at kevinallenmcgill.com. Thank you for listening. Let's get together again to explore more what it is.